Yeah, you're not that good at communication.
But
you're not that good at communication.
I'm not, but the thing is, wait, hold on. Can I pop down you lot? Stop.
No.
So you'd rather do homeless drill than let Ben spend 10 minutes, you know?
Yeah, no, I'm not going to lie. Ben's, it's not going to work today.
Yeah.
No.
That's how it starts.
That's how it starts.
That's how it starts.
That's how it starts.
Yes, people, and welcome back to the Koppo Show, formerly known as the Koppo Podcast. I go by the name of Big Jardy Jards. I'm the General Jules, and once again, I'm the one that's running this show.
Running a damn thing. Oz, aka Mr. Make Happen.
It's your boy Fear, and the one you will come to see.
The Tyler, the Styler, the one that's keeping this shit together.
Okay, yes.
Because without me, you lot are just, you lot are off the rails, man.
Today would have been the season for
Is that what you think?
Yeah, that's what I know.
Do you want to give us some examples?
Keeping this shit together.
Do you want to give us some
examples? Is this your new slogan?
Because we were here last week.
Yeah, because you guys decided and to shit ran, do
and,
random.
And shit ran finally.
No, it didn't. It didn't.
You said shit ran finally.
Yeah, that's grammar. Yeah. The grammar is not grammar.
Things ran smoothly.
Finally.
I just don't understand why you're sitting like this.
What, like what?
I'm not going to lie,
that's a bit mad. I didn't even clock.
What are you doing?
That's mental.
Wait, why is this mad?
Your legs are spread so far apart.
That's
and you've got the cushion in between your legs.
Yeah, because I'm not trying to show my...
The fact that he's covering it, but if he was wearing a skirt, game on.
Wait, can I just... No, I don't know if I should ask.
Go on, ask.
What are your thoughts on, like, men that wearing skirts?
What, in general?
Because I had this conversation at work not long ago, and there was a lot of different opinions. Some were saying that no, and some of them were saying, yeah, if it's for fashion.
Let's answer the question. Court is now in session.
Let's go. Let's take it to court.
What men wearing skirts. I personally think each to their own. I think anyone's allowed to wear whatever they want to wear. And it's fashion is open for all and interpretation. Express yourself how you want.
So if your son was wearing a skirt?
My personal son.
My personal son.
My personal son. I'd ask him why.
What about if... Did you see that? And if he said,
look, Dad, I'm not wearing school trousers to school
anymore.
I just want to wear a skirt.
A regular day.
What about school trousers underneath?
No, tights.
Oh.
I was more thinking about, you know when Kanye wears skirts, but he wears it with the trousers underneath?
No, it's calm. I just have to deal with it, man. Just express yourself. How old is my son?
13.
Yeah.
But he's still playing football and like, he's doing his
thing. In the skirt.
He's still doing his thing.
What, kick up?
He's not playing football in the skirt.
Yeah, that's it. He's just got to do what he's got to do, man.
Yeah, to be fair, I think, you know, it's just... I'm just each to their own. I've got friends that wear certain things and I think, you know,
skirts,
this is a...
Isn't it?
No, like maybe not skirts, but like, I don't know, like maybe like a pearl necklace.
That's calm.
No, but I don't.
That's not
really
my personal
think,
style.
Yeah.
But
I wouldn't
wear
one. I feel like you would wear one.
I wouldn't wear a pearl necklace.
Or like
not a pearl.
Pearl.
Or like the bead, like the wooden beaded ones.
No.
You ain't got one of them.
A rosemary.
With like the thing, the Rastafarian flag on it. I feel like you have got one. I swear, I'm not even running jokes.
What,
I feel like the wood one. I genuinely feel like you've got one.
Never.
I feel like some of my friends might paint their nails if it was okay to you as well. I think.
I feel like men are allowed to express themselves how they want, though.
Yeah, no, of course. I'm not saying that there's anything wrong with that. I'm just saying, you know, express yourself. But I'm just saying, you know, I have a few friends that I think, you know,
would do these things.
Yeah. Do you think that this has always been a thing, or
no?
What do you mean? Times are changing.
What,
nails, like
that men wearing skirts
being more in their soft era.
Has it always been a thing, and we just didn't know because we weren't on social media, is it? Just coming about?
I don't know.
I think it's been becoming more accepting as we've got older and as times have changed. I think people are expressing themselves more openly. Because I think there might have been men wanting to paint their nails, but they're just not sure how it will be received, so they keep it to themselves.
Yeah, trust me. That's what I think it is.
You lot have all been nail shop before. Clearly, Ty has. But like, have you lot been nail shop before?
Yeah, you know I do.
Get so, pedicure, clearly, yeah, because we missed the whole... start of the season because you went to go get Manny Pedi.
Yeah, yeah.
You see when they say to you at the end where they can put the little coat, the little gloss on it. Do you lot do that?
No.
You don't?
Not the gloss.
I let them do like the buffer thing where it makes them look like
Not the gloss,
nice though. And shiny.
I don't need my nails shiny.
Wow.
Like, they just look extra clean. I just wanted to know if you
No.
Was it shellac or gel on your nails?
Yeah, I don't do that stuff. Yeah.
There's still a little bit inside of me that does the hard back Jamaican thing a little bit. But I've got no problem with people who do that.
You can do what you want.
Yeah, like that's like it's I'm just each to their own.
How's everyone's week been? How's everyone been this week?
Yeah, so good. To ask. I came back from Sweden.
Oh yeah, how was that?
Oh, it was lovely.
Where did you go?
How's your boyfriend that day? Is he good?
Yeah, he's really well, thank you.
Got a Swedish man.
Mm.
Where did you go? What part of Sweden?
It's somewhere called Vaka? Something like that.
Do you know where you've been, though?
I don't know how to pronounce it.
She went to Fucker.
Oh, here we are, Fucker.
Vaka.
Someone said, welcome to Fucker.
Can you imagine asking for that? Excuse me, I'm lost. Where's Fucker?
If anyone's Swedish...
They'll be blanking you, boy.
If anyone's Swedish,
please. How is the cab to Fucker?
The cab driver just looking pissed off. Sorry, go on.
If anyone's Swedish, can you please tell me how to pronounce? It's like Vaxjo, but it's it's not.
Vaxjo. And you're saying
Vaxjo. No.
Vaxjo.
It's spelled. Lean back. It's spelled like that.
Vaxjo with an F.
Vaxjo.
Vaxjo.
Okay.
But it's pronounced like Vaco. I don't know how to pronounce it. But anyway, I went there. It was lovely. I spent time with family and.
Oh, you got family out there.
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
It was beautiful.
Are you Swedish?
No, my godmother lives there.
Oh, so you just go and check her?
Yeah, she's got a house. It's like...
In the woods, it looks like.
It's like on the country, yeah.
Oh, nice.
Just loads of grass, barbecue. So
it's peaceful.
Oh, it's lovely, yeah.
Oh, lovely.
I go every year, near enough.
Oh, nice. Mm-hmm. Big up, man. What about you, Els? Anything of any Willa? Worth this week?
Nah, I saw you lot, a few days ago, innit? Nothing really happened, to be honest. Off the back of our conversation, I thought I'd ask you lot how you two celebrated Pride Month.
Pride Month? What do you mean by that?
I'm tired.
Wait, what? When was Pride Month?
It's this month. It's June.
How we celebrate
it? How you two celebrate Pride
Month? So how did you celebrate it?
I didn't celebrate it.
No.
Why not?
I just wanted to ask you guys.
No, we're not asking.
Because a few weeks ago, you was looking to commit a crime so you can go to prison and get fucked in your arse.
How did you even come up with that?
And now you're asking us.
Yeah, I'm asking you guys.
How we celebrated
committing a crime on purpose.
Yeah.
This will do it.
Yeah.
Robbing a bank.
Yeah.
With no tools.
Clearly,
this will get me put in a slammer.
Clearly, nobody celebrated.
For me to get a slammer.
I just thought that you asked. Nothing really.
Don't try to do that. Don't try to stick it on us.
Well, I was just asking. You lot have answered the question now, so it's fine.
I didn't even know it was Pride Month. Big up Pride Month. Big it up. LGBTQ. How is it? LGBTQ plus. That's the right term now, isn't it?
I think correct. So. Can you guys let us know in the comments?
Yeah, LGBTQ plus.
We got Pride Month.
No, that's Black Lives Matter. Oh man.
That's the wrong cause.
No, we don't need this just meant support.
I can't stand you, not man.
No, whatever the cause.
Just support. I'm just showing my support.
I'm just showing my support to the cause.
To the cause. No, that's what Black people do. All right, but I was having an interesting conversation off camera before we started filming. I was thinking to myself, I want to ask you guys, Ty, this is, you can answer for the male version, but what are three good qualities of a good woman? Obviously, Ty, of a good man. What would you say, just off the top of your head, three good qualities that you'll find in a good woman for you?
Trustworthy.
That's good.
Good family morals.
Okay, that's good.
Could you expand
on that? Why are you being so serious?
Now, could you expand on that?
He's being mad serious.
I think he means family oriented.
That's it, trust.
Yeah, because I wasn't really getting it.
Yeah, like family oriented.
Good family. So family oriented, trustworthy, and what else?
Like top three or just any three?
Just any three. Just good qualities that you would look for.
Oh, and a nice personality. Like you can't just be boring.
When you say nice personality, that's a bit vague.
Well, something similar to mine.
What, so she can bounce off you?
Yeah, like a great personality like mine.
Okay. Yeah. Else?
Yeah.
Probably say trustworthy, caring.
Yeah.
And yeah, you gotta have like something about you. Can't just be sexy, like you have to be able to hold a conversation, personality, run jokes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think maybe those three.
Ty, what would you say from the flip side?
Most important one is God fearing for me. Okay. Has to have a relationship with God and have integrity.
What on the relationship with God, is that a Christian thing?
No, or it's can just it a be, relationship
can
with
it
God.
Be Islam?
Yeah, just a relationship so it could with God. Be,
would you take the shahada?
There we go.
What's going on?
God is many different.
Yeah. So my thing.
I'll ask you a question.
Would I take the shahada?
Yeah.
I'm not practicing Islam.
Okay.
If a man was a good man that was God fearing, and he was practicing Islam.
I just when I say God fearing, you have to have a relationship with God. I don't mind what religion you are.
So it could be Sikh.
Because I'm personally not set in a particular religion as such.
Okay. Yeah.
But yeah, that's just the main thing. The intricate bits come after, like what religion and whatever.
Okay, fair enough.
Second one would be integrity. You have to have integrity because that's really key for me.
Okay.
And the third one would be respectful.
To you or just in general?
Just a respectful person. Like respectful and have manners.
Mm-hmm. Fair.
Yeah.
To answer my own question, I'll say what I've realised I really appreciate is clear communication. So I feel like when you're talking to someone, you need to know that if we're talking, it's clear on both sides. Because I can't stand those people that don't really know how to communicate how they feel or communicate in general, like poor texting and stuff. Like we're 2024, like everyone's got their phone on them. Majority of the time. So when people miss your messages or take long, I know that's not really the right kind of person for me.
Oh, so when you say communication, it's not being able to physically communicate well?
Both. All types. Text.
You're a bit needy, innit?
Not needy.
Yeah, no, you are needy.
What, because I want clear communication?
You need to message me back now.
Not now.
You're not that good at communication.
Yeah, but.
So you're not that good at communication either.
I'm not, but. But well, the thing is, hold on, you lot stop.
No,
clear communication. Yeah. You said those, I'm not the best.
Yeah.
So imagine if we're both not the best. We're never going to speak, are we?
Cool.
So someone has to be clear communicator, just clear. Yeah. Also, I like somebody that I can just get on with. Like they've got a good banter. Good banter is key because I've got quite a. If I get onto you, you need to be able to get onto me back. Because if I'm getting onto you, I've had girls get upset because I'm bantering them. Mm. Like, oh, you're being horrible. And I'm like, no, it's banter. You're supposed to give it back to me. So I say good banter, clear communication. And I'd say the family thing's big for me as well. If they come from like a bit of a. They don't really like their family, what's going to happen when we start us?
I don't know
that's
if you.
All
should,
their fault,
yeah, though. I don't think you should take that. It depends on the people that they have in their life, how they treat those.
What
yeah.
Who they consider
people
as family.
Can't help the family they're born into.
Yeah.
You could have a crackhead mum, a drunk dad, a like cousin. That's all right.
Like, it doesn't necessarily mean blood all the time.
No.
It can mean like just loved ones around you.
And how
they're
you treat
close
them.
Ones.
Yeah.
Basically, what Ty said. Where was it respectable?
Yeah. Have respect. Yeah.
Yeah.
Be respectful. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Cool. That's my question anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Else,
on a night out, yeah, what role would you lot say you lot often play? So, like, say for instance, certain people might be labelled as the drunkard, or there might be someone that's just very serious all the time on a night out, and they don't really know how to talk to people when they're out. Like, what would you lot say for yourselves?
I'm the one that goes home early.
Oh, 1,000,000%.
I'm gone.
you'll say, yeah, I'm coming, and then just never see you.
Yeah.
See, I've worn many hats on a night out. That's the thing.
It depends where we're going.
Yeah, I've worn many hats. I've been the drunkard. I've been the serious man. I've been the life of the party. It just depends. I don't know. It depends for me. I feel like I can be a difference.
I don't know. I've worn a few hats as well.
Yeah, it's different.
I don't think drunkard is one of my hats though.
You've been drunk a few times.
No, but I don't get like
obliterated.
Like, when I'm drunk, you can't really
tell.
Oh yeah, like I'm not like
you're not a sloppy drunk.
Yeah.
Mm.
Like I'll be the same.
But just a bit more on banter.
Yeah.
Yo, Jordan's banter will go through the roof when he's drunk.
You can insert that clip, actually, of you out the other day that you just showed me. That's you on a night out.
Oh, I thought you were talking about
throwing up. Oh, yeah, we
can insert that. No.
We can insert that.
Not data protection.
What about you, Els? How would you describe yourself on your own question?
Maybe till the age of 21, the drunkard. And then after that,
how would you describe yourself?
When
now?
You realised what the capacity of his organs could take.
Yeah, when I knew my limit, that's when the drunkard finished.
And you're saying that ended at 21, yeah?
when did we... When was that?
I'd say like 27.
27. You're saying 21.
Bro, that ended like 3 years ago.
So you're saying a good decade ago is when you clocked your capacity.
Shut
your fucking mouth.
Shut up.
22, I push.
22?
I push.
You, Els.
Els, come on.
Come on, this is a place of honesty.
Yeah, come on. This is a safe space.
I knew my limit from about 20... Free.
No, Els.
Wait, how long have I known you?
Years, I didn't think we met when I was 23.
Exactly. And I've seen, there's been times we've been at and we're no, all that's, like, that's where tamed. Is Els?
That's, I get tired.
Okay.
I get tired, I'll just go sleep.
This guy, wait, Els, do you think we're going to allow you to sit up here?
That's what I'm saying. From that
since
from
I've known my capacity.
23-ish. And then after that, I just fall asleep if I'm too drunk.
So where did we go, Lotus? Lotus.
I don't go to that place.
We went Lotus. That was not too long ago. That was about 2018.
To be fair, I think it was longer than that. That's the last time I went to that place.
No, it was longer than that.
No, it went.
Bro, I promise you it was longer than that.
No, it went.
That's 6 years ago, right? Huh?
Yeah, but he's saying 21.
I said 23-ish.
No, you didn't.
23-ish.
Nah.
Trust me, Els.
I'm going 23-ish.
No, I'm going 29-30.
No,
I'll be honest, yeah.
You've fallen off way more than me Els, in our age, no, yeah, in that bracket no, there.
But the thing is, you've probably been a centilitre away from getting your stomach pumped about 20 times.
Yeah, absolutely.
100%.
Yeah, no, I'll agree with that. 100%.
Like, you've nearly had your stomach pumped.
Oh, my God.
There's been some bad times, but... I always... Go on,
talk your shit. You always, what, bounce back?
Bounce back. No, you don't bounce back.
I bounce back. There's never been a time you man haven't rang me and I haven't picked up the phone the next day. Certain man, you don't hear from them for days. Certain nights, I'll bounce back.
There's evidence.
A 1,000% I bounce back.
No,
I get tired, I fall asleep, and I wake up. But I guess that's majority of my life, so maybe just the drunkard for them. The last few
Els
years.
Els is mad, you know. Els is mad. Man said, I bounce back.
I do. Back. 1,000,000% I do. And there's evidence.
Boy, we've seen it all. But anyway, George?
I did have a question, but I've changed it because I didn't have an answer for myself.
Go on.
But no, my question was just a general one. Like, is there anything that the jury needs to know about, like a play, a company, like anything that you want to share?
In general?
Yeah, a film they should watch, a theatre show they should see, a food place they should go and eat, like anywhere you've been new or anything exciting to share.
Okay, I've got one. I went... I'm not going
to
say that.
You're about to flames up his spot.
I was going to get us flamed there. Now come back to me. Come back to me because I was going to say something, but it couldn't.
I'm trying to think.
I went to Everyman Cinema for the first time the other day, you know.
One in Palace?
No.
What one?
Okay. Yeah. He just went to one.
Yeah. They're good, innit?
Yeah, it was good, man.
Mad cosy in that store.
Yeah, it was all cosy in that in there.
What about the things that you, the R&B thing that you like to go to?
Yeah, that's a good thing, actually. There's a thing called A Night Of. It's put on by...
Is that a jazz cafe?
Yeah, so they do different things, but they have different events. But I go to A Night Of R&B, where it's just literally throwback songs sung by a live band. And it's just a really nice vibe. And the crowd... I go to them places for the crowd. The crowd are just a vibe, man. Everyone there is for one reason, to have a good time. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that's actually a good shot. A Night Of R&B in a jazz cafe. If you haven't heard about it, check it out. What about you, lot?
I'm trying to think.
Everyman Cinema.
Everyman knows
about it. Is it better than Odeon Lux?
Yeah.
Mm. I've only been to one Everyman Cinema.
And it's all smooth than that in there, man. It's nice, man.
Intimate. Electric Cinema is really good. But that's not my... I'm not saying that as my thing. You can have like a whole bed and watch a movie.
What bed?
Electric Cinema. It's the one I went to was...
But I swear there's only beds at the front, though.
It's a small screen and the bed's not right. Like, you don't have to look up at the thing. Like, you can just lay down and watch the thing. I went to one in Shoreditch, I think, but I don't know if it's still open. But I'm trying to think. Is there anything? Oh, there's a show that I've been watching, actually, called Dark Matter. That's a really good show. Vinny put me onto that.
Dark Matter?
Yeah, it's so like... Dark. It's a sci-fi show, so I don't know if it's a few man's bag. But it's basically about somebody who goes to an alternate reality and wants his life back. So basically, say you've broken up with your wife and you've got the power to go like to a different reality and see her again and mend things. That's basically putting it in a nutshell, but there's loads of twists, turns. He might go to like the wrong reality where his family hate him.
Is that on Apple?
Yeah, Apple TV. Anything I recommend anything on Apple TV right now. To be
honest. Is Apple TV kicking off?
Bro, it's hard. Like, it's sick. There's not a shit show on Apple TV right now.
Serious?
I swear to God.
I've heard about Apple TV.
I haven't watched a football show on Apple TV. I swear, like, you could... If you find a shit show on Apple TV...
It's a football cartoon show.
No, it's go on, Ted Lasso. Go on. It's actually a good show.
Ted Lasso's good.
See?
No, it's good. I've heard good things about it. Is it a comedy, innit? It's a comedy, innit?
Yeah, it's a comedy. Like, it's an easy watch. But anything on Apple... You know, I'm just going to shout out Apple TV. Like, that's something I would genuinely would tell people to go out and buy.
What about you, Ty?
A lovely friend of mine put me onto a show called Kin. That's one of the best shows that I've watched in a while.
Kin, what's it about?
I don't really watch TV that much.
Well, like, Next of Kin, that kind of...
No, it's Kin. It's about Irish drug dealers. So good. It's a really good show. I think it's on Netflix now.
It's on Netflix.
But it was on BBC... iPlayer before.
And it's really good.
Yeah, I'd advise you to watch it. If you're into that type of thing, it's really good.
I reckon you would like it.
I really enjoyed it. I binged
that series, though.
It's like along the line of like...
I hate him.
Why?
It's more of a thing like I feel trapped. I genuinely feel trapped when it comes to series.
Why you have to watch?
Because I feel I'll literally be at work. Actually, yeah. I'll be at work thinking, oh my God, I've got to watch the episode.
Yeah.
And I can't stop thinking about it.
Yeah. I don't get anything done when I start a series.
And I'll start binge it.
Yeah, I'll mad binge it.
A lot of the things that I need to get done, I'll put it off because I'm watching this show.
Like literally, yeah, I'll be watching it all day. I'll go in the shower and stuff. Then I'll switch it to my iPad. It's long.
It becomes like a chore for me.
Yeah, yeah.
And if I don't do it, it will annoy me.
Yeah, yeah.
So I've tried to stay away from starting it. Like, I'm watching House of Dragons now, the first two.
Oh, yeah.
But I like it because it drops one episode a week.
Oh,
so I watch it and then I can just move on with my life.
You know, you feel like you haven't missed an...
When is that? 4 seasons, 20 episodes each. I'm just thinking, fuck. Don't like it. So... I may watch Kin, but...
No, it's only 2 seasons, Kin, at the moment.
How many episodes?
I can't remember, but it's not that many.
It's not that many.
6?
I think I watched it in...
Like 2 days or something, I watched it in.
Yeah, like...
2 or 3 days, maybe.
A week, I watched it in. You'd like it, though. It's along the lines of, like, 24 hours in police custody, if you ever watched that.
Yeah. Is it real? Is it real life?
It's not real life, but...
But the way it's realistic.
Yeah, the way they set it out and stuff, like, like, it's a proper good show.
The man comes out of jail, like, you get to see the whole family and they're warring other people. Like, it's good. It's good.
I might take it on. What about you, George?
How would you lot say is the best way to tell someone you're not interested?
Ooh. Oh, God. Here we go.
It depends on who.
And how.
Because if, yeah, because if we have prior...
What do you mean by prior?
So you've got prior.
We've got prior. Oh, if you've got prior, then I'd be a bit softer with my approach and just be like, oh, this and this happened. It was really enjoyable. But the way I see things going, I don't think I'm interested in you anymore. Like that. If we ain't got prior, it's going to be a bit more blunt, a bit more sharp.
Do you know what I'm waiting for? Sorry. I'm waiting for you to say something good and the light comes on above your head. Sorry, I've been looking at that the whole time.
There's a lamp behind me. Yeah. Oh, no, we turned it off because it's making me look yellow.
It's making me look white.
No, I think, like, I'll be honest, I haven't always done this, so I'm not going to say that this is something I've always done, but it's something that I would like to do all the time. And it would be a very straight conversation so they know what's good and they're not really messing them around.
Oh, so like an interview with you?
Not an interview. Not an interview. Just tell them, like, this is what it is. This is how I'm feeling. I'm not really on it. But I'll be honest, I haven't always done that. I don't ghost people. I don't ghost people, but sometimes...
Your answers get dry because you can't be bothered.
I slow things down. I've done the, you know, the one that most guys do. I'm going through a lot at the moment. That's the classic.
I'll be honest, I've never done that.
To your cop-out.
That's a classic.
I've never done
that. As a man,
it's a classic.
I've heard people do it, but I've never done that.
If a man says to you, I'm going through something, he ain't going through shit. He ain't going through shit. He's just moving on.
Unless it's like evident that he's actually going through something.
Unless, but a lot of the time, if he comes up and just says, oh, you know what, like, I'm going through something.
What if she says, I'm ready to help you?
No, I'm fine, I couldn't handle this.
I just need some space.
This is personal. It's a nice way of getting up because you just take on the blame and then when she asks her friends, oh yeah, he says he's going through stuff. It's a nice way of getting up. But I would say it's always good to just communicate clearly how you feel. Yeah.
Okay.
Did you answer the question there?
It's a weird one for me because I don't feel like I don't feel like I've been in a position where I have to tell someone I'm not interested anymore. I'm either not interested at all or I'm all the way in. Do you get what I mean? So it's not been a thing where I'm like seeing someone and I've got to tell them I'm not interested. Because if I'm seeing you, it means I'm all the way in.
But what if you see them and you're all the way in and then you're not all the way in anymore?
That's not happened. Happened to me before.
Never?
No.
Oh, fair enough.
Yeah. Oh, you mean like if they've...
Like,
but then that's not me saying that I'm not interested. That's me breaking it off because you took the piss. Do you get what I mean?
Not necessarily take the piss, but it could be something that they've done that you didn't like. And then you're now thinking,
yeah, but then that's not
weird.
Saying... That's not me not being in...
It is.
What do you mean? Like,
because like, you're saying you're one way the other.
If they've violated me...
Not violated. Ty, we're not talking about...
Okay, put the final.
I was saying, if they fuck me over, I'm going to fuck them back over. No. I'm saying, like, just say you're talking to someone and you're interested, and then something happens. It could be anything. That you're no longer that interested in with them at the moment after that. So you literally... You start off, things are calm, something happens, and now you're no longer interested. How would you tell them? And it could be anything.
How would I?
Yeah,
I don't feel
like
I've been in this position, you know?
Never.
No.
Every single person who's interested in you, happily ever after.
I don't go there. No, not happily ever after. But anyone I've been interested in like that, it's gone somewhere for a long period of time. Okay. I don't have a thing where, like, I'm kind of seeing someone.
What, for a long period of time? It's just...
No, it's...
You just get wafted up.
No, it's not that. Like, I feel like I'm always in something proper or nothing.
So when it ends, when the thing you're in proper
ends. If it ends, then that's like.
It's normally violated.
Yeah, like it's a thing where it's like we're not doing this anymore. It's not like I'm not interested because I've been interested for this how long. I can't explain it, but it's just I've never had to have that conversation with anyone. And if I say, for instance, if I go on a date with someone, kind of like them, maybe one day, and I'm just not. After that day, I'm not really feeling it. I just let it fizzle out. Right?
How? Go on. That's what we want to know.
When can I see you? Long in it? Like, no, I'm not available.
Okay. Start playing the long game.
No, it's not a long game. It's the no game. Not oh, just, no, I'm sorry.
Fair.
Not available or, yeah.
Not interested.
Or I'll tell someone why I don't think they're for me, maybe.
Oh, so you will tell them the reason?
Yeah, like maybe if they ask me, I'm like, no, you know, like, I don't want to waste your time.
Fair. So you're quite upfront.
Oh, yeah, I'm very upfront.
Mm. Oh, fair. Well, yeah, I think it's time to go into Koppo News House.
Ben, cue the music. And we are back. Here to the streets news. The people them are getting fat. 31% of adults worldwide did not meet recommended levels of physical activity in 2022, which is worrying governments around the world. Do you guys feel like general population just doesn't like working out?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Things are changing, though. I feel like social media, I see a lot of gym content on social media. And I feel like even though social media is not reflective of everyone, but I do see a lot of people getting active.
I feel like people are actively trying, especially with like run clubs.
Yeah, like people are trying.
Yeah.
Like even like I see those big fitness workouts. Events. I don't know what they're called. What are they called?
Events.
Yeah, well, I
they
see
look
like
mad, yeah.
loads of people go and it's yeah. just...
Like box parking.
I see that.
Yeah.
So I feel like...
But I feel like fitness is one of them things, you're either in or out.
Yeah, like I feel like if you've been doing it for years, then it's easier for you to...
Just keep it up.
Yeah, but like if you've never done it before, then it's hard for you to... Like for you, like it must be...
No, I go gym.
Yeah, but you don't do your thing in the gym, though.
Or?
No, I go three, four times a week.
That's bad, man.
Yeah, monthly's fucked. Monthly's fucked.
That's fucked up.
That's a waste of money, dude. That's 12 times a year.
Come on. That's what you... Yeah. You might as well just grab a day pass.
Yeah.
That's...
It's cheaper. That would be cheap.
No, that's magnetized. That's magnetized.
Yeah. No, I think gym is definitely like a lifestyle thing, though. You got to make it part of your lifestyle. And even like gym, like I think I saw one of your videos, Ty, where you were talking about don't do something that you don't enjoy doing. So just because gym is one method, you can find other things you like, swimming, Zumba. I saw that. And
Don't follow me, guys.
Yeah, I actually sent that to a girl.
Is it?
Yeah, because she was like, I hate the gym, but I want to get fit. And I said, oh, my friend was talking about this. There's many different things. Brisk walks. Brisk
10K
walks.
Steps a day.
Yeah, see the walking thing. If I live somewhere a bit more quiet,
you do it?
Yeah, I think I walk. I'm scared.
Walking is so underrated, man. So underrated.
It's good for the mind as well.
I like jogging when it's empty. Like when there's no one
I can't go
around.
Walking in South London.
Yeah, no.
It's loose, man.
Yeah, people be like, they'll be like, Jordan, I saw you walking.
Yeah, it's loose, man.
Yeah.
It's loose still.
Cool. The French do not want the Olympics to go ahead and are taking drastic measures to put a stop to the Games.
The French people?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what they're like.
The French people. And the measures that they've chosen to take is shitting in the river.
What?
Yeah. Shitting in the river. I don't know the name of the actual river, but
they're shitting in the river to stop the games. How's that going to stop?
I know the river.
That just sounds nasty.
But there's videos of them.
Of people shitting.
Shitting in the
river. It's the main river, isn't it? And it runs through Paris.
I don't know. But from the video, I think it looked like
the river Pas du Croissant.
Huh?
Man
said Pas du Croissant.
Pas du Croissant.
No, Pas du Croissant.
I don't think that. You know what?
Riviera.
We can say Riviera.
No?
Yeah, comment, guys, if that's the river in Paris.
Riviera.
No.
Paddle croissant.
No, Riviera. Paddle croissant.
Paddle croissant.
You lot are so fucked. And yet, they still ain't found Jay Slater.
What's the update with that?
He's still missing. They've reached their goal on GoFundMe, though.
How much?
It's at 30k right now. Wait, do you know about it?
No.
Okay. All right, basically, long story less short, a guy went missing after a rave in Tenerife.
Mm-hmm.
And he was said to have met up with two men in the mountains. And then he was on his way back. But his phone battery was low. He tried to call his friend. and he pinged his last location to the friend. Couldn't find him.
What's he going to the mountain?
Apparently, allegedly, he might be drug smuggling.
Is it a white guy with, and they took, they've got like a little picture of him, he's wearing shorts.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's the last picture that was seen of him.
Yeah, yeah.
I saw a little clip of it.
Yeah, like there's a whole thing going on, but his GoFundMe's reached the limit now, so apparently the parents are trying to take out the money so they can basically stay out there, keep looking for him. Depending on when this comes out, this episode, welcome back, Jay. We're glad you made it safely. yeah, if not, prayers, and we hope we find him. Yeah. Oh, do you know, I got an extra piece of news, you know.
Yeah, go on.
And I was meant to, and it's old now, but I feel like I should bring it up to you, though. His name's Jack Fowler.
Yeah.
From the allergy.
Yeah, the allergy thing.
That's mad.
What's happened to him?
He basically
He was on a plane and they tried to kill him.
He had like a cashew nut curry or something on a flight. And he was on his way out.
He's allergic to nuts, and he asked, "Is there any nuts in this?" He said no. They said no. They said no.
And his throat stuck. And his throat closed.
Yeah. He had to go to hospital straight away.
He was on an oxygen machine.
On the plane.
On the plane. Yeah. Like,
he had to take his EpiPen.
Like, he was on his way out.
Cashew nut curry, though.
Yeah, everyone's saying like, why didn't you look at the menu? But I think
cashew nut curry.
But I think that I don't know why he didn't look at the menu. I don't know. Like,
I'm mad picky eating. So
if someone with an allergy, you'd look at the menu.
I'm not eating no curry on no plane. I'll tell you that. I'm having
no. But regardless of being picky, because of your allergies, if you're getting on a plane, do you automatically look at the menu before?
Oh yeah, yeah. Yeah.
If I don't eat nuts, I ain't eating nothing called cashew nut curry.
No, but he's I don't think it's cashew nut curry.
Or I think it was a chicken curry, but I had cashews in it.
There's a type of curry where they always put nuts in it, but I stay away from.
Yeah, yeah.
All the, like that
That's
region.
That's scary
there.
Though, because your whole.
I'll be honest though, on the plane though, like, I think you kind of, like, I'm not saying that he's moving mad, but I don't even have allergies, but I always know what I'm eating.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Like, doesn't it say it on the thing as well?
Some people are very willy nilly with what they
eat. Yeah, but like for example, yeah, if I don't eat pork, yeah, well I don't, but. But I'm never going to be caught on a plane eating
a ham sandwich.
Yeah, or something with pork in it.
I get you.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, you're not going to do that.
Like, and it could be carbonara. You're going to look at it, see if it's got pork.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
That does have pork, guaranteed.
Yeah,
though, isn't it?
Yeah. But then even like if I've got like a nut allergy, then I'm going to be even like more.
That's life and death.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're going to be a bit more.
Yeah,
weird.
I'm not sure why he ate it without checking. But it's he said that he asked, and they said, no, there's no nuts in
it.
Is he
suing them?
It was Emirates, I think, was it?
Yeah.
Do you know what's tricky as well, though, yeah? Or Muddy Waters, and I don't know what kind of setup he has. When you book flights, they ask you...
About allergies.
Allergy or dietary requirements. So some people might be diabetic. Like, they put it...
Yeah,
they put that information... I remember, like, years back, I actually said one time, oh, yeah, I'm allergic to peanuts. It cleared the whole flight. Like,
yeah, you can't have it on the plane.
Like, you get, like, special treatment and shit, like... But
what? Because you is allergic to nuts?
Yeah, no, they cleared it. But
what,
I don't.
What do you mean
by
cleared?
There's no nuts allowed on the flight. They announce it on the thing. This is a no nut flight.
Okay.
Could you potentially have a reaction if someone ate nuts on a plane?
Nah.
Oh, okay.
It's more of you.
I'll be
it.
Honest though. Yeah. Like.
Here we go.
There's been a time where someone's had nuts and then touched me, and then I've like flared up a little bit.
Got like hives.
It's like a little rash.
Oh, okay. So they kissed you.
Yeah.
Wait, is that what happened?
Yeah, no, that's what happened.
He's like, yeah.
So the man had a Snickers and kissed
him. Oh, here we go.
It wasn't a man.
He was grabbing his bollocks and kissed him.
It wasn't a man. But yeah, like I had a little reaction. It flared up a bit. But yeah, no, if he was eating like a Snickers or whatever, like it's calm. I just
hate the smell. One time I had nuts in front of you, innit? I had M&Ms.
Yeah, no, it's calm.
I didn't know you had
I don't like the smell. That's it.
Who dashed M&Ms at you that time?
Vinny.
Yeah,
no, he dashed M&M's at me and then we fought in the party.
Oh my days.
But yeah, that's been it. Into the shoes news. See you next week.
Mm-mm. Alright, cool. Going to confessions. So this week, yeah, I'm not gonna lie, I've had a nightmare the last 2 days. Like one of the worst things ever. So to bring people in the loop, I went away with work for a work meeting to Barcelona. Meeting went fine. Made my way back. And you know after you travel, it's just, you're tired more time because the whole hustle and bustle, suitcase, jumping on the plane,
It was one night,
yeah. And then on the way back. So imagine now, I've got back to my flat, yeah, and I've realised I've left my keys in Barcelona.
Oh my days.
And not just my house keys, my car keys.
Oh shit.
Do you have two car keys?
Or do you have it all on one, like,
it's
bunch
all
of keys?
One bunch. Oh.
No, Burz, how did you do that?
Bro.
Why are they even
I'm not even lying. Camille, just calm down.
Camille, just calm down. My door keys and that, yeah, as soon as I leave the house, yeah, they stay in my bag and they don't come out until I come back to my front door.
Even when I go on holiday, I leave it in like the front of my
suitcase. So if you're getting there and you're unpacking your door keys and that in Barcelona, you're burst.
No, and you know what? Do you know what's mad? Do you know where I left it? You know, by the little tea and coffee bit.
Well, yeah. How did you have it out? Like, you just unlock, opening the door in the hotel?
I don't even know what happened. And I kept on looking, like, I was walking past it throughout. And I was like, I need to go pick those up. Left it. So what I've had to do, I got to my front door, stranded. I still ain't been home.
So where?
Obviously, I've showered and stuff.
That was my question.
I've showered.
Because Jordan's making a face in.
She's nasty.
No, I've showered.
Where, in the gym?
And I had a change of clothes.
You must have been in the gym.
No.
Wait,
when
did you get back? Last night?
Last night, yeah.
And you ain't been home?
No.
So where are you going after this?
Work? Yeah, did you
have work clothes? You didn't have work clothes?
Yeah, I did.
You wear a suit to work?
I don't wear a suit to work.
Be on your burst.
Why am I burst?
Your burst, bro.
But yeah, so right now I've been going through a madness. I've spoken to DHL.
Yeah.
They're going to the hotel to pick up the keys.
Yeah.
And drop them off to me on Monday. So just now, I went to go meet my landlord in Cobham to go pick up the spare key. So I'm in Cobham to meet my landlord.
So that's why when I called you, you said I'm in Cobham.
I'm in Cobham.
I said, where the fuck's that?
I'm in Cobham, sorry. KT11.
Did you? Oh,
it was
God.
Mad.
So you drove from Bromley?
No. So I had to go to my mum's to pick up my car keys.
Yeah.
Then I had to get a cab to the car. Then I went to Cobham. And from Cobham, I've come here. I'm tired. Right now, I'm tired. So yeah, right now, I'm going through it at the moment.
How much was the DHL?
What, the DHL?
Yeah, that's,
from Barcelona to London. I don't want to talk about it.
Must have been more than like £50, innit?
Of course it is. It's a flight. My keys are catching the flight. I'm fuming, but yeah. So I just thought I'd confess that to everyone. I'm going through it right now.
That's a rough time.
It's rough. It's taking its toll on me, man. But yeah, that's my confession.
It's rough, bro.
It's rough. I don't feel sorry for you because you took your keys out.
Yeah, it's rough.
Like, that's sheer and utter stupidity.
Yeah. Donut.
Yeah, it's very silly.
Because I know your mum was cussing you really tough.
Everyone. Landlords. What? Is that you've left your keys? So when he gave me the spares, he's like, don't lose these. This is my master key. You can't lose these. Because if you don't, I'm going to fine you.
Whilst you've got it, get it copied.
I'm going to get it copied, yeah.
And leave it at your mum's.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do with the other car key. That's the plan. But yeah, I just thought I'd confess that. Any other confessions? You lot must have something.
No, maybe after we come back from our break for recording. Don't worry, you lot are going to get the episodes week in, week out. This is
when you're seeing this, we filmed this
two weeks ago.
So no one's got anything to confess.
How's your, you said that you was going to be really healthy and start juicing and...
To be fair, I've been healthy. I'm just trying to cut down the alcohol intake now. But yeah, I've been quite healthy and on a serious fitness journey. As you can.
This guy's a fool.
He's done, man.
He's actually a fool.
Yeah. But I ain't got nothing to confess. I think I've been good, you know. I've been all right.
After today's boxing session, I decided I think I can beat asthma. I think I can.
Really?
I think I can cure myself of being asthmatic.
How?
I don't know how. I'm just going to keep working out. And then hopefully my fitness gets to a level where I don't feel asthmatic.
So what you feel as though like you can build your tolerance.
Yep.
Is it? I'm sure that is a thing though, isn't it?
No, I don't know. I just felt like that today.
What made you feel
but
like
I think it must be, you know, because footballers have asthma. A lot of like a lot of athletes
long
have
distance
asthma.
Runners yeah. have asthma.
And they beat it. Or they don't let it yeah. hold them back.
Don't you know, let me
to be fair though, today was hard though.
No, well you already saw I was screaming and shouting in the fucking gym.
Because we done, I think we done 55 minutes before boxing. So
that's mental.
As a 55 minutes of
an hour cardio.
Just yeah, pure
like,
cardio.
Yeah, like I like strength and conditioning, like so like skipping, burpees, sit-ups, jumping, bull slams.
Just pure fucking
yeah,
for
bull
about
slams,
50 minutes.
Like, yeah. Yeah, for like 55 minutes of that, and then we done boxing pads.
Yeah, Mo Farah's asthmatic. I knew it.
It says daily yeah. exercise helps to improve your lung capacity.
So I can't get rid of it.
No, you can't. It, I don't think you can heal.
You can improve the quality yeah. of your life, though.
Okay, that's what I'm gonna do. Yeah, I'm gonna improve it. I don't want to use it anymore.
Cardio is good though, because it helps with like your strength as well. You know, yeah. like your endurance and that.
I
so when my cardio is good, I've noticed that I, like, when I do weights, I can lift
more.
Yeah,
I found more. That. Like I actually found that
because of my endurance.
You want to come back to boxing sometime, man? I think it's
when
be good for you
when I get myself sorted.
Your gout.
Gout. Yeah. Wait, do you know what gout is? Do you know what gout is? You wanker. Well, we got some questions from the jury, innit?
Oh yeah.
Let's get into that.
Have you got them already?
Let me go on there. There was a couple on here. It said, what has everyone been up to since the break?
We answered that.
We answered that.
Yeah, the first one, isn't it?
Yeah.
In the last episode.
Could you guys handle going back in time and living in an era where Jesus was alive?
Nah, they're lynching me.
Nah.
I don't think I can handle it.
Because that's when, you know, I'm not going to lie, to see them times their sin was sin. Mm. Like, you see any kind of sin, it's that. I don't know how to describe it, but I feel like them things there, it was a very precious time.
Couldn't imagine if, like, living amongst someone that was performing miracles daily. That's crazy, isn't it?
Yeah.
I think about that a lot.
We might be like, no, you're tapped.
But people,
Jesus.
But I feel like if that was to happen, like.
I might have ignored him.
Like, if that was to happen now, let's be real, yeah? Mm-hmm. Let's say tomorrow.
We wouldn't believe
Jesus
it.
Come back, yeah? Come back tomorrow. We'd be like, we'd question it.
If someone was saying they're Jesus.
If Jesus said, no, look, guys, I'm back now. Like, guys, it's me. Everyone would be like.
I don't know what.
He'd have to perform, like, miracles for us to be like.
Okay. Like what? Like in, okay, like yeah. what?
Yeah,
like
yeah,
live.
Yeah,
what,
that's
what,
my
live.
Bro. Like, that's
like,
my
what would you want to see?
He'd have to part
what
the River
What would you
Thames.
Want to see?
Huh?
He'd have to part the River Thames.
Yeah, not on, like, some David Blaine thing and, like, in a box for a week or whatever.
Park,
yeah.
I'm the talking River like Thames.
Park.
Oh, party like on a Moses thing.
Yeah, like he'd have to park the River Thames and then and
I'd, something and, mad.
And I'd need to walk through it and then walk by,
what with him?
And test it out.
What would you like to see?
I need to see a miracle like of that size then and there.
Oh, like so something groundbreaking.
Yeah, no, it has to be groundbreaking because it. Otherwise, I'm saying, he's just good at magic tricks or he's sick at editing.
Oh,
videos.
Yeah, magic.
Like, it has to be something.
Camera tricks. Like, they call it
like
camera
tricks. AI. It's got to be something mad. Like, he's got, I don't know, he's got a, I don't know, like, just heal a mad wound.
That's it?
Yeah.
Just but, like, heal a wound.
All right, so if I go bang and your burst, he needs to bring you back.
What? Okay.
And if he doesn't and you're gone, then.
They just like,
it's not him.
It's not him.
It's mother, because in the Bible, people were all doubting him all the time.
Mm.
So he must have done something of substance for him to have some sort of followers.
Yeah, he was. There were miracles, yeah. though, innit? Yeah. Like, they spoke about it.
It must have been mad, though, like just seeing him just do a madness.
Like bringing people back from the dead.
Healing them.
I'd probably say something.
The fish.
Right, he was faking it. Like,
the wine. Yeah, it must have been mad.
You lot couldn't live in that era. You lot would be next to him with, but not on a cross, and just a slab of wood or something.
Bradley said you lot. Like he would be doing like, something. Like he'd be doing something else.
No, trust me. I'll be doing my thing. No,
Jesus would be like, I've seen it all, George. I've seen it all. Any other questions, Dan?
Should I read that one?
Yeah, go on then. Ben will like this one. You have no money left at all the bills are still due. If Ben offered to fund your lifestyle forever, but in return, he gets 10 minutes with your mum, yes or no?
Wait. What did you say? So I'm flat broke and Ben can clear the invoice.
Ben can sort you out, but he's
But in return, Ben gets to spend 10 minutes with my mum doing what? Because it depends what you're spending.
Depends what Moody says.
So, I'll be honest, yeah. Before the landlord comes to evict me, I'm taking one of the biggest containers in the cupboard and I'm going and I'm finding my spot outside Selfridges on Oxford Street.
What a dancing.
Because Ben ain't having 10 minutes with me. I'm sorry. And that's my new bit.
Yeah, I'm signing.
Yeah, I'll take homelessness.
I'll get a microphone and every day I'll just sing a different drill tune.
Because
no one's doing that.
What drill?
There's a niche. Homeless drill.
What, a bus homeless drill. Go on, what kind of song? How would you kick things off?
You're going to be hungry though. How are you
going to
have the energy?
What a paper, doing what?
Or maybe K-Trap.
You're like,
warm. I sing warm.
Go on then. How would it sound?
You're trying to reinvent it.
Yeah. I just had my pot.
I was looking for E smoking too much. You know, I'm not going
to. If you're starting to busk doing drill, instant mental health.
I'm telling you, yeah.
Instant
I'm
mental health.
I'm telling you, homeless drill. If we had the resources, yeah, I would test it out one day.
G17,
yeah, homeless drill.
Homeless.
I guarantee I'll make dough outside.
You'll be a TikTok sensation, 100%.
You'll definitely be a TikTok.
If he was doing that, like, we can go band for band, like, literally.
But you got fuck.
He's
got
no money. We can go air for air. Trust me.
You're fucked.
So you'd rather do homeless drill than let Ben spend 10 minutes with your mum. Yeah, no, I'm not going to lie. Ben's, it's not going to work today.
Yeah.
No.
He's going to have a cup of tea, a couple of biscuits.
That's how it starts.
That's how it starts.
That's how it starts. God, I love it. Yeah, no. Is that all the questions for today?
The last one was, who won, Drake or Kendrick?
Kendrick.
Yeah, Kendrick.
Do you know, I don't really like talking about those things, but I think Drake was in a lose-lose situation. I don't think he could have done anything to win. They'd already made their mind up who they wanted to win that battle from before.
He could have won.
How?
I feel like he was overconfident going into the whole...
You think he could have won?
Yeah, he was overconfident. And even like when he talks at the end of...
his tracks?
Yeah, it's just like, you're not in control of this situation, bro. you're not.
Okay, so he's more reacting
instead
of being the chess player.
Yeah, that's what I think of him.
Yeah, no, Kendrick got the W, but I think Drake was in a bad situation from the rip. That's my opinion anyway. Mm. But yeah, was it Coppo quiz now, Natala? Yes.
Yes, it is.
We need the board, you know. You, mate.
Question one. Jordan, I'm starting.
Mm-hmm.
I can't write them.
Question one. Who created the character Mickey Mouse?
Oh. I was writing the answer.
So is it multiple choice?
No.
Oh, okay.
We're going to have big problems.
Think about it. Number two. 18 is what percent of 36?
Oh, come on, man.
I'll repeat that again. Think about it, guys. 18 is what percentage of 36?
10 questions, yeah?
Yeah. Panicking.
No, I just want to know.
Okay. Question three. Claustrophobia is the fear of what? Question four. What year will it be in 14 years?
From now. So 14 plus whatever the date is.
Question 5. Name an organ that starts with the letter B.
An organ.
Wait, say that again.
Name an organ that starts with the letter B.
An organ in the body, yeah?
Question number 6. On the periodic table, what does...
sorry.
What?
I'm fucked. I put some really bad things.
Number 6. Are you ready?
Sorry.
Number 6. On the periodic table, what does MG stand for?
I know that.
Number 7. Who sang the song released in 2005, My Humps?
Oh. My humps.
Yes.
I met a girl down at the disco. She said, hey, let's go. I could be your...
Oh, I know that. What's his name?
Spend time in my Victor Milk with my Cocoa Pops. Milky. You know when I was doing this question, it was just because that song randomly came to my head. Number 8. Spell diarrhea.
Oh,
I know how to spell that well.
I feel like I'm one letter off.
Spell diarrhea. Question number 9.
I'm done.
What do you call a short, straight punch?
Ooh, got that.
What do you call a short, straight punch? Els, if you get this wrong, it's your career has gone in the bin.
That's easy.
Last question. Oh, wait. Last question, number 10. This is multiple choice now, okay? What year did Spain win 4-0 against Italy in the Euro finals? Was it A, 2020, B, 2008, or C, 2012? Would you like me to repeat the question?
4-0.
Which year did Spain win 4-0 against Italy in the Euro finals? Is it A, 2020, B, 2008, or C, 2012?
That's kind of hard, you know.
It's not. You have to lock in.
I think I've done all right.
Yeah, no, I'm quite confident. Yeah, I feel like I've done all right.
Wait, let me write my name. I think I've done all right.
So... I don't want Jordan marking my own this time because he weren't marking it right last time. Not Els to mark mine.
No, but then who's marking?
No, I want Els to mark mine. Swap that. Just swap those two.
Or
maybe
you
can mark.
Wait, just mark them all.
He was marking things wrong when they were right.
It's fine.
Yeah, but come on, love.
It's okay.
I just wasn't locked in.
Right, let's go through the answers.
I've got patois on mine.
What?
Patois. Is patois accepted for a thing?
For what?
I just want to know that what? If it someone's depends. Writing patois, I'll be accepting patois.
Okay. So question 1, who created the character Mickey Mouse was Walt Disney.
Can you accept just the last name?
Yes, that's fine.
I would have given him a half point.
Thank you.
I'm accepting that.
Thanks, Tyler.
Question 2, 18 is what percentage of 36?
50%,
that should have been.
That nearly got me, you know. I had to think
that's
hard.
Why I said think about it. Number 3, claustrophobia is a fear of what?
Tight spaces.
I wrote confined spaces, but we can accept tight spaces. What?
Can someone's wrote tight holes?
Tight holes.
Tight hole. But you see, if someone says tight hole, is that claustrophobia or is that perversion? I want to know. What is it? Are we accepting
tight? Is that the only answer there?
There's tight walls, tight spaces, but I'm a bit thrown off because there's two answers here.
We'll accept tight spaces.
Okay, so tight walls is... cool. Next
what one. Year will it be in 14 years? The answer should have been 2038.
Yep. Had to do the working out.
Name an organ that starts with the letter B. I had brain written down.
Someone put bronchitis.
Who put that?
That's when I knew I was fucked. Wait. I've got breasts. For organ. Breasts.
Done.
Yeah, you know, done. What did you put?
Breasts.
I
put breasts. It produces milk.
Right, Jordan's getting them all right.
Yeah, he's got them all right. All right,
smarty. On the periodic table, what does MG stand for? The answer was magnesium.
Oh, I thought it was salt. Oh, someone put salt donut.
All right.
Oh, wait, sorry. That's wrong. Bronchitis.
Wait, bronchitis is wrong?
Yes.
Of course it is.
But your bronchitis.
No.
Ain't that your lungs?
No, your bronchitis.
So you get bronchitis on your bronchitis.
In what organ?
Lung.
Right.
But the lung is called the bronchitis.
No.
It is in Hebrew.
No. Bronchitis is a disease, isn't it?
Of the lung.
Is that the organ?
Yes, that's not
bro,
organ.
Bro, no, what's bronchi?
Just stop.
Do we not know what bronchi
stop,
is?
Stop.
You didn't put bronchi, you put bronchitis. If you put bronchi, then maybe I would have searched that.
But we're accepting titles. Mm-hmm. It's all the same.
Who sang the song released in 2005, My Humps? The answer should have been Black Eyed Peas.
No.
Oh, I just put Fergie.
Fergie sang it.
So...
No, we have to Google that.
Yeah, I googled
that.
It earlier.
Yeah, my
Humps.
That's the part that Fergie sings, though.
No, it's Black Eyed Peas.
Yeah, just Black Eyed Peas.
Is Wycliffe in that song?
They're similar though. No, they're similar.
What's he put?
Wycliffe.
He
put W. Cliff. But I knew what he meant.
You get Will.i.am and Wycliffe.
They're similar though. They got a similar look.
Sorry. Yeah, in Black Eyed Peas, it's what Will.i.am and Fergie.
For Fergie.
No.
No.
That's a part of the group, though.
No.
And Fergie, I was referring to the bit you were singing.
My lovely little lump. So if I put Will.i.am, would I have got a point?
No.
Okay, fair
enough. It had to be Black Eyed Peas.
All right, cool.
So we're all wrong there.
Okay, spell diarrhea. It should be D-I-A-R-R-H-O-E-A.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
that would have been crazy, isn't it?
I put D-I-A-R-O-H-H-E-A.
Yeah, everyone's wrong.
So what is it?
Do you want to start with D-H?
D-I-A-R-R-H-O-E-A. Diarrhea.
I knew there was two R's, but I wasn't too sure.
Number 9, what do you call a short straight punch? It should be jab.
Jab,
yeah.
And number 10, which year did Spain win 4-0 against Italy in the Euro finals? The answer should have been C, 2012.
Oh, yes. No.
Yes.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
2012. So I got 7 out of
10? Yeah.
That's decent. What'd you...
Jordan got 7 out of 10 as well.
El's got 1, 2, 3, 4... 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 5 out of 10.
Yes! Come on. There we go. Always first, Ben. Never last. Always first. Is Jordan leading?
I'm
leading, bro.
By how much?
Hang on a minute.
See what I'm saying? See?
Have we only done it twice, innit?
Yeah.
So the first one... George, was it a tie?
No, I got it was a tie. Oh, so Jordan's winning.
So
we need to keep the track of
this. I'm writing it down now.
This is what I'm saying, bro. Now we got proper questions. Bro, this is where the knowledge really shines through, man.
So yeah,
gets you bums.
I'm above L's now.
You're a bum, bro.
No, you're not, because you got
it's
like 2-1-1,
two. Isn't it?
What do you mean two? I'm second.
Bro, you're a bum, bro.
I'm second. I must be second.
No, you're in line because we both got one each now. You both have drawn with Jordan, but week 1 and 3.
So
but points overall, I've got more questions right than him.
Yeah. No.
Yeah. Because your answers are low.
Are you not mad? I'm second.
Like you're lower tier.
You're not second. You're in.
I was off by 1 point this last time.
Set 8.
You're drawing.
Yeah. This is. I'm doing a higher tier paper, bro.
I want us to record. No.
Yours is lower tier.
Max,
you're getting is a C.
Listen, what I need, what I need is accurate recording of the scores.
I'll go back and look. I'm not that low.
I was 1 point off, and I'm one point above you. Two points above you. So I'm second.
Excuse me. Can we just clarify? We're not doing it by point system.
We're doing it by who wins,
who gets the most points. So the first week was a draw between Jordan and Els. Second week is the draw between you and Jordan. So you and Els are second and Jordan is first.
No, I don't like that.
How does
that not make sense?
Just to clarify, I've got more things right than Jordan.
Wait, are we going to start doing this again?
No. Let's do this here. Let's do that here. But but add up all of our right questions.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So, yeah.
Why though?
Yes, yeah, so, like, you get a point. So you just so I can smoke these up, yeah, twice in two different ways.
Okay, you want to do it times two?
Yeah.
So he's only winning because I got 2 points above L, so I'm higher than L.
No, but last week you got smoked, you did very, very badly.
It was 5 out of 10.
Let me write how many points for this week, and I'll find out.
No, near 5. Let's just wrap this up, man. This is stupid.
Yeah, no, you got smoked up last week. Still smoked.
So Fionn and George both got 7 out of 10 this week.
Yeah.
And Elle's got 5 out of 10. I'll find out for last time, and then
add them together.
I'll write it down. I'll make a nice little.
I've written it. It's 2-1-1. Yeah. Anyway, people, please don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe. I've been Big Geordie George, the smartest man in the room. Yeah, and I've been joined here by my two dancers and my game master.
Forget everything you just said. Els, aka Mr. Make It Happen.
Yeah, it's your boy, if you're anyone who's come to see, I'm getting recorded scores.
The Tyler, the Styler, the one that's keeping this shit together.
Until next time, people, peace.